Yo, what's happening? Welcome to the 16th episode of the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast, with yours truly, Stephen Young, on the mic. You can catch me at DieYoung95 underscore on Twitter and IG. Right across from me, my two mans with the master plans, my man Ether Ernie.
What up, y'all?
And my man OVO Jody.
Yes, sir. Keeping it live. Cracking.
Breaking down the latest in rap and R&B, breaking it down whether it's pure or not. We got this. So what's up, gentlemen?
Wait,
how you guys
whether
doing?
Whether it's wet or not?
Whether it's pure or not. Oh. That's mainly Ether Ernie's job, hence the Ether. So okay. Shit, man. What's going on, gentlemen? What you been doing during the quarantine?
Just trying to keep busy. Same old, same old.
Shoot, you lifting weights? Look at you. Dang, look at him.
Gym's
look at those shirt sleeves
up.
Right there.
Gym's open back up.
Passion, pain, and demon slang. Check that out.
Oh, this is a tight shirt.
That shit is hard.
Wearing a Kid Cudi shirt, by the way, if you can't see it.
Oh, yeah, but, you can't.
Ain't no thing.
To all our listeners on Spotify, he looks fly as fuck, gentlemen.
He does.
What about you, Jody? What you been up to?
Trying to get back into the hoop life.
They opened some parks up, huh?
Well, where I go hoop, like on the regular Tuesday, Thursdays, it's opening again.
I play in San Dimas on Wednesdays and it's empty.
Oh, bet. How many people you need? We can go. We can pull up.
Run it.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. All right, bet. That's another conversation for another day.
All right.
Yeah, but we getting into hoops. Trying to get back into normal swing of things. Like you said, things is opening up.
A little too soon, I think, but.
Yeah, for everything whatever. To be opening up. Yeah, I thought it was going to be like in July, like maybe late
to
July.
Get that economy booming.
You see what Trump said, though? He was tripping. I don't know.
He's an idiot.
Yeah. But but yeah,
we won't get into that right now. We won't get into that.
But yeah, I thought it was going to open up a little bit later than like later July or whatever. Because June is a little.
Yeah, we're starting to see that second wave spike in certain areas.
But we just had the protest, though. So I think that, like, wasn't it going to spike either way?
I don't know because a lot of it's a backlog on things. I'm sure a lot of it's new cases. But I mean, for the amount of people that were out protesting, it should have spiked way more. Yeah.
Bro,
and we're not seeing
people,
those numbers.
I feel like that is, well, they're blaming that spike on the youth.
Yeah, they are.
All and these that could on be YouTube. It.
All these people on YouTube making videos that they have
COVID.
I haven't been home.
My bad.
Right. I mean, you know, it's the cost of doing business when you're here in LA. Freaking, the youth are getting restless. I mean, come on, we're quarantined for like 3-4 months. And then they say, you know, go for it. And we went for it.
I was cool with like not going out to bars and clubs. You know? And they closed the gym, closed church. I was like, what do you guys want me to do? Come on.
Dang, are you spiritually suffering over here or what?
A little bit.
Damn. Passion, pain, and demon slain by Ether Ernie.
100%.
Man, me, I've been trying to quit smoking cigarettes. I do real good for like about a week or two. And then I might slip up and buy a pack.
Okay.
I've been trying to stop the freaking puff bars. Those little vape things.
I've been
things.
A week since. I feel all right. A little antsy.
Dude, freaking the nicotine gum. It's the least punk rock thing I've ever done. Nicotine gum.
That sounds gross.
But
get the patches.
The patches, that's even worse than the nicotine gum.
No, the where they have, you know, on TV at late night, they have the little... Stop you from smoking.
Huh? Screw that. I'm going to feel like a junkie. Where's my patches? I don't know about that, man.
Hey, smoking get you like that, though? For real? Real life?
I mean, I feel like I haven't smoked long enough. I didn't even smoke
Hell
cigarettes.
Hell yeah. Charles.
How long you been smoking, bro?
Me, not that long. About like 2 years.
That's a long time.
I know, but when you've been using it like every day and then you try to stop,
that's a long time.
Feel a little bit of withdrawals and...
There's people that are my age have been smoking for decades.
Since
like,
18,
wow,
I know they've been smoking since like 18, 17.
My God.
Get off that.
Trying to, dog. Exactly. Trying to live a healthier lifestyle, but it takes the edge off. And yeah, I don't know. Sure.
I'm going to go back to my DARE vibes for sure. Back to being drug free.
Red Ribbon week up in here, yo.
I'm going to be tying out there with them
users
kids.
Are losers, people. Take notice. That's right. We got a bunch of sick topics lined up today, gentlemen. Right off the bat, Megan Thee Stallion released a new track, Girls in the Hood. Obviously sampling a prominent Eazy-E track, Boys in the Hood.
It was a good idea.
Yeah.
It was a good idea, but as soon as they started getting cornball, I was like... I don't know.
Cornball, like how, Ernie?
Like, it was corny to me. It felt like she was trying way too hard.
Her songs are kind of corny, though.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, all of them?
No, I'm not going to say all of them. Megastar and Ghost, you know. We
yeah, backtrack. You better backtrack.
Hey, but really. Yeah, she tight. Like, she tight, but it's like, her songs are kind of funny to me.
That song was, yeah, I was like, all right, cool, cool.
But she going, like, though. She can go. Like, sometimes she going. Like,
she can go,
yeah, she
for sure.
Can go. But yeah, she's straight. That song was kind of cool.
She did have some funny lines on this thing.
Like, I was listening to a song kind of public, and I was like, I put the volume down. Oh, I was, man, like, skip.
Every time I see Megan Thee Stallion, I think of, have you seen that video where she's doing the tiny room, the little library, the whatever.
The tiny desk.
Yeah, yeah, that shit. And it's her, and then Steve Harvey's face, and it's her rapping. Have you guys seen it?
I have not. Mm.
What the heck? Oh, man.
Let me check that out. I didn't even know she had one.
Oh, let me show you guys real
quick. I'll pull it up.
Every time I
think of
G-Eazy. I see that. Oh, I used to think of that.
Man, hey,
he got curved though.
He did. That sucks for G-Eazy, but I mean, you know, I saw.
Shooters gotta shoot.
Yeah. She's looking for a Sasuke, and apparently that's not G-Eazy.
It was worth a shot.
Hey, you gotta shoot your shot. You miss 100%. Of the shots you don't take, people. Lesson to all the kids listening at home.
That was Michael Scott that said that, right?
Yeah, probably.
Damn. What is happening? I don't like that at all.
Yeah, this is disturbing footage I'm witnessing.
Control delete that.
That's just funny.
I'll never get those 5 seconds back.
Yeah, you won't.
It's all right. It's all good.
That's what I see every time I see her now.
Man, you died and came back to life. Now you're a ghost.
Man, a ghost. Kids see ghosts.
Kids see ghosts, everybody.
For later on down this pod. I feel like Hot Girl Summer 2 might be afoot, might be coming on us. What I need to hear is Megan Thee Stallion with Rihanna. And they'll fucking take over summer, the rest of August and
July. She name dropped her in that track too.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on with that?
One lyric in here made me think of another Eazy-E sample. When I heard the lyric, I don't text quick, I'm not thirsty, I thought of the end of Fuck the Police where the white guy's like, that's a lie! That's a goddamn lie!
It reminded you of that?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Because, dude, that's not true. Chicks be wanting you to text quick all the time. So, false. I need to see the Carfax on that one.
Delete.
I need to see the Carfax on that one.
Oh, man. So, to those listening, yeah, not a bad track at all. You're not going to catch me driving around bumping this. No way in hell.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You bump Megan Thee Stallion, though, just ride it?
I wouldn't bump Megan Thee Stallion. maybe some of that Young Ma.
That's different, bro. That's different.
That last hit went hard. What was it called?
That red shit or whatever?
Red flu. Yeah.
Red flu.
Red flu during the COVID-19, a fitting title.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a dope collab, actually.
Mm-hmm. Then Megan.
Hey, Young Ma and Megan.
Young Ma gonna make Megan Thee Stallion her.
Freaking okay. Charles, man.
Okay.
You just
brought that into existence, so we'll see what happens down the line.
That's funny.
Hot takes young by OVO Jody.
Young Ma, nigga, she a real one. Oh, that would be funny.
It's rock star. This caffeine's got my
Imagine
heart
you
palpitating
seen that though,
right
just
now.
On Twitter. Young Ma with Megan Thee Stallion.
I can already see it.
That's Rihanna, funny. I'm telling you.
New quarantine radio.
The Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Rihanna features what you need for Megan Thee Stallion. I haven't heard about that court case in a while that she was having
for real.
With Jay-Z?
With 300 Entertainment or something
her label?
Like that?
Oh, she was Jay-Z. Getting something like that? She was getting like she had like a whack
now,
deal.
Right? Hmm? She signed her Rock Nation now, Megan Thee Stallion?
I don't know to be honest.
Yeah.
She is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so.
Oh, she was. Isn't her agent got a new girl rapping? She's trying to be like Megan Thee Stallion. I seen a video today on Twitter.
You got the blueprint.
What? Yeah, she's rapping in a car, nigga. It's funny. She ain't got no bar. Well, nah, she do. It's cool, you know. But yeah.
What?
That's funny. It's a funny video to me.
All right. Well, let's move on. Black is back with a new one. New 6-track EP called Six Piece Hot. The follow-up to his 2018 album, the East Atlanta Love Letter. But you know, that was pretty good. So what'd you guys think of this?
I thought it was really dope.
I thought it was tight.
And the length of the album was clutch. Album cover was dope.
Hell yeah.
Dude. Six Piece Hot, right? Something like that?
Yeah, Six Piece Hot. Besides the singles, which I really liked, the Atlanta Freestyle, I really liked Floatin'. That's probably my favorite track on here.
Elephant in the Room was one of my favorite tracks, honestly. That song was dope.
The closing track on here, Outside, where he's talking about how, man, he just can't wait for the quarantine to be over so he can go back outside and enjoy life with someone he cares and loves about. Man, that one hit me in the feels right there. So good R&B vibes. Like I said, Young Ma don't know what she's talking about. R&B ain't dead if you know where to look for it.
True.
Oh, definitely correct about that.
What'd you think, Charles?
Damn, Young Ma said that?
She said that a little while back, yeah. Oh, that's she says, sad. Yeah, something along those lines.
I thought it was tight, though. I listened to it this morning, smoked a blunt. Two blunts, actually. It was tight.
That little baby feature was pretty sick,
too. That little
baby
feature was tight.
That one caught me off guard.
It did. I was just rolling up, yeah.
I'm not even a little baby fan like that, but Lil Baby was going in on that track.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
What was that one called?
Know My Rights or some shit?
Know My Rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, Know My Rights.
So, yeah. And I like how, in like, along with this, he dropped a freaking hot sauce called 600 Degrees.
Okay. It goes with the cover art too. I'm assuming the same theme.
Concept. I haven't seen the label.
Okay.
Imagine it's like a Tapatio type deal. Tapatio. You know what I'm saying?
Same thing with just one ingredient different or something.
Valentina.
Frank's Red Hot. Bam. We got to see this on that show, Hot Ones. Just imagine they interview Black he has his hot sauce
on
there.
That'd be pretty game changer.
They'll help each other out. Feel
600 degrees? That's hot. That's hot.
I think it's just like
it's a couple times above could, boiling. Yeah,
that's like the little habanero shit on the wing shit. That's hot.
Oh, the units of hotness, heat. Scoville units.
Yeah, there you go.
Scoville units. That's what it's called.
That's what it's called. I don't know if this is exactly 600 Scoville units, but well, that remains to be seen. I gotta try that hot sauce. If I get it, I'll bring it on show.
You like hot sauce though?
I love hot sauce. Give me a good habanero hot sauce, some mango in it. We on.
There you go.
All right.
I fuck with it.
Next up on the list, we got, shout out Black. Mm-hmm. Next, we got Teyana Taylor, her third album entitled The Album. First impressions on this.
I actually kind of liked it. I like Iman Shrumper on the album. Mm-hmm. That Rick Ross track was sick too.
That Rick Ross
track. I still haven't finished it. It's like 23 tracks.
23 tracks.
I need to listen to it a couple more times for me to
really grasping, yeah, 100%.
I guess Joey Badass won't be listening to this album because it's long as fuck. But dang, dude, this thing is fierce. Like Tyra Banks' fierceness.
Okay.
23 tracks. You really get to understand like who she is and what she stands for. Yeah. Freaking, that was my impression. Like I've only listened to it one time through.
Okay.
My favorite tracks were the singles on this thing. What were you thinking, G?
I like it a lot. Like her music, her sound was just tight. Like for being, I don't want to say that, but for being, because I don't really listen to female R&B. Like I just be listening to dudes. No bias or nothing.
Pause.
Yeah, no bias or nothing. I'm not about some shit.
Hey, you're missing out on some good shit.
Yeah, that's what you told me last time.
Missing out on some good shit.
So listened to this and I was like, man, this is tight. And it's different. Like it sounds like
You need to hop on
sometimes.
Snow Allegra, bro.
I've been on here though. Okay. Like, I've been on here. I'm talking about like more other people like
Jessie Reyes.
That Mariah girl.
Jessie Reyes.
Janae.
I've been on Janae.
Lena Baraz.
See her. Like there's other girls I need to just get on, but I'm not on.
But Teyana actually.
Yeah, Teyana, this album was tight. That first song though, intro.
She dropped like a EP right before this, right? It was like a 5-track. It was all the singles, I'm assuming.
Oh, it was, huh?
I believe she did.
It was the cover with Iman Shumpert on it.
I mean, I'm drawing a blank right now.
They have the same haircut. That was pretty sick.
Freaking
Iman was on the tape, though. That's tight.
This is legendary that she had Erykah Badu and Lauryn Hill even having a little spoken kind of thing going on in this record. I like how the whole album, she talks about love and relationships, of course, you'll always hear in R&B. But then the final track, she's actually singing the most important thing is self-love. Which was, I felt, a great way to close out the album. Other tracks I like, the one with Big, the one with Kurt Cobain, Shoot It Up. I'm just playing, the one with Big Sean.
I was like, what? Did I miss that one?
I was like,
it's a hip hop rite of passage. Everyone's got to take one dig at Kurt Cobain, right? At least once.
I like his song. What song did he have?
That's my man, though. Rest in peace. What song?
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember the name of the song.
Yeah.
Well. What's some of you guys' favorite joints on this thing? The Rick Ross one?
It sounds like
LMG produced it. Like she has like a lot of sounds.
It's a Rick Ross track.
Yeah. album, bro. The music is tight. I fuck with it.
What about you?
Favorite one? Damn, between all of them, I'm stuck between the Big Sean one and
the Lauryn Hill one.
It's got to be the last one with Lauryn Hill, where she's singing about the self-love, man. Honestly.
That's like the best feature you can get on a song named that.
Yeah, most definitely.
Come Back to Me. I kind of like that song a lot.
Yeah, well, that's the Rick Ross one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That one's hard. I like how she points out the racial disparity in the medical world. Yeah.
I didn't know if that was her having a baby or if it was her born.
And it was medical
that
related.
That is
like
a leaked 911 call of her having her.
That's Iman on the phone?
That's her. Yeah, yeah, it is. And she's in the bathroom giving birth to her first child. Junie.
That was intense.
I was listening to it. Like, I felt like I was watching.
Again, another song I was listening to in public. I was like, whoa, what's happening?
Yeah, she's indirectly bringing up the racial disparity that you'll see in the medical world. One haunting kind of fact is that women of color are 4 times more likely to die during childbirth than white women. So, yeah, even Beyonce's come out to speak about this. It's interesting to hear her perspective and her bringing some of that to light. Because that's not something I actually, to be honest, I was aware of.
Yeah, me neither. I was 30 years old.
It just goes to show the power of fact music. Man.
That's kind of insane. That's kind of fucked up.
So yeah, it was cool to hear her speak about that on this. So great album to all those listening. Teyana Taylor, the album. A hefty 23-track project. You really get to know who this woman is and what she stands for. So shout out Teyana Taylor, dope project. Yep. Next on the list, what do we got? Sorry, gentlemen. Oh, shoot. A track that's been out for a while, but really dope. We're going to shine a spotlight on it. It's a song off the Funeral Deluxe edition by Lil Wayne, Russian Roulette, featuring our boys from Griselda, Conway the Machine, and Benny the Butcher. This track is freaking savage, yo.
That song was hard.
Super tight.
See, the problem with this song being called Russian Roulette is that every fucking chamber is loaded up in this thing. So, bah, bah, bah. Yep. Everyone's dying in that game.
For real, though.
Oh, dude. Wheezy, right off the bat, shreds this thing up.
Zero, 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 one going in.
Going in.
Mm-hmm.
My God. My favorite verse, though, is that second verse with my man, Conway the Machine.
Love freaking, that nigga.
Dude, that fool's rhyme schemes are... they're on another level. I'm not saying it's something that we've never heard before, but the way that he's locked into these rhyme schemes and just molding his verse and his raps with his subject matter and his diction, it's fucking amazing. And then, of course, Benny comes in and does his thing on the third verse. So that's a tough debate when people are like, who's better, Conway or Benny? Since that's the normal kind of argument I'm starting to see on the webs and stuff like that. But
then you got West Side Gunn in there. But
West Side Gunn, see, West Side Gunn does his thing and he can spit too. But he also plays more of the business role, more of the executive producer role.
The ad libs, boom, 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 all the gunshots.
Yeah, exactly. He does the best gunshot out of
it. That shit's funny. I was playing his Pray for Paris album. One of the homies he said, is like, is this the same song as you have here in the ad libs? You'd never heard of them before. I was like, I'm playing the whole album.
Checks out.
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully.
Yeah, 100%. It's hard. But that Lil Wayne track, that it reminded me, such a Griselda vibe on that track. And then Lil Wayne going off to like level up with everybody else.
Did go off. Lil Wayne just took it.
And you know, Lil Wayne knows when to turn it up, exactly when he needs to, especially when he's featured on tracks with prominent spitters, whether it be Kanye West or whether it be Drake or Eminem or something.
I just had him go into a booth and follow up with that verse. That's dope.
I'm wondering if he heard them first and then penned his verse. Maybe. Or if maybe the Griselda guys heard Wayne and they're like, oh, dang.
Imagine it was all in the same room, just going, Lil Wayne, and then all of them went. One take.
That's the best way to make
music. Because that's how Lil Wayne makes music, he said. That's how he makes music. One take. No bars written down.
I respect it. And I don't doubt that at all. Just like Jay-Z. Jay-Z doesn't write shit. He's just in there. Head tapping or writing it in his head and keeping track of all that mentally.
That's kind of crazy.
The art of rap, fucking, I respect it. It's so amazing. That's why I get pissed off when like artists don't take it seriously or respect it.
Or they just come in for the hype and the swag.
Or the money. And you know, that's cool. You know, go out there and get your dollar. but also keep in mind this culture is something that people really care mm-hmm. about and love, you know, so why not do your best to make great art? But
that would be a really awesome world, but unfortunately,
it's not the world we live in. Yeah. Buddy.
So what is, I'm not sure what Wayne dropped Funeral on, like the label, you know what I mean? Because is he still locked in a deal?
No, he was, no, he was free of that. He won that court case.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was supposed he got to get paid out all this money. I'm pretty sure it's not all paid out.
Not all paid out, but the most
it's in the process legally now.
See, I think Birdman can't admit that he owes Lil Wayne money because the amount is probably so ridiculous, the amount he owes. That, you know what I mean? I don't know all the fine details of that case, but fuck.
Do his little, you know how to do his little bird call?
No, I don't.
Do you? I know
no,
you do.
I don't. I
know
wish
for
I did.
Sure you do.
Yeah, right. You practice at home, huh? Damn. Man, put some respect on Birdman's
actually, it's
name,
Young
people.
Money Records.
Yeah?
Funeral? Yeah.
Okay.
That's Lil Wayne shit?
Young Money. Hey, that mm-hmm. should be my new Twitter tag, huh? Young Money. So I'm Stephen Young. Die young, people. Shit.
Once you get famous and get sued.
I'll spell it differently. You feel me?
I hope so.
Young Dinero.
You know,
just
Lil
do
Wayne.
Like a little apostrophe and a...
Lil Wayne gonna be like a Birdman.
A Birdman.
I don't want no problems with none of them.
No, I'm just saying. Shout out Lil Wayne.
Shout out Lil Man. Wayne. And Birdman.
And everybody else on the
and
track.
And OVO.
Conway.
And Griselda, they're coming up. They're going to take over the game. TDE's stepping their game up.
They need to drop some shit, man.
TDE?
They've been MIA for a minute.
I'm waiting for a full length.
Joey Badass finally announced his new music on the way.
I hope.
No release date, but he officially has said it. Now
yes,
told us to fuck off.
Bad Mom. We need it right now.
We do. We need some shit.
I've been waiting ever since All American Badass, man.
He was shooting a video not too long ago. I think the beginning of the week, he posted a picture. In a video.
Shit, that's what I love
of
to see.
A mural
see.
Of his on a wall in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. That he said he's been there for like 3 years.
That's
pretty
sick.
Dope.
Freaking Pro Arrow's been pretty active too recently. CJ Fly dropped a reggae track not that long ago.
He or dropped the whole album too, like last year, right? Or earlier this year?
Dang, to be honest, I can't even remember.
This
right
year?
Now.
I don't think so. Really?
I think so. He dropped one recently, like recently. I'll let you know right now.
Where's John?
Hop
with the,
on
with
it,
the laptop?
Charles.
Now I'm on Pro Era, that's why, like, low-key, I be trying to check out that shit.
Pro Era, sick. Yeah, man, Pro Era's tight. It's good to see them active. And their main man, Joey B, I'm excited to hear some new music from him soon. Same.
Yeah, Rude Boy, 2020, Pro Era.
Sick.
March 6th.
Oh, shoot, where the fuck were we?
Where were we? I don't even
March
know.
It kind of go, too.
We got to check the podcast.
I fuck with CJ Fly. It kind of go. It do go.
They're pretty sick.
Just Kirk, like Knight.
Kirk Knight.
Kirk Knight.
Yeah.
Kirk Knight is fire.
Nick Caution.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking next topic up on the list.
That last Nick, by the way, that Nick and Knight album was sick.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Dope ass name too.
Nick and Knight.
Mm-hmm. Nick and Knight. Shout out Pro Era and shout out Griselda once again. Next topic on the list. All right. Tootsie Slide by Drake or The Box. Roddy Ricch. That's which is easy. Better? Which is the better cultural phenomenon? Well, the better dance, the better song? Easy. Give me your reasons, guys.
Only one has a dance.
What happened?
Only one has a dance.
Point. Ernie?
I mean, I like The Box a lot better, for sure.
You already know. My name is OVO.
So, we obviously...
The Box bangs. Like, it's a song.
So is Tootsie Slide.
It's like a dance, like, instructions.
No, it's not. The like a little bit of the chorus is a dance instruction. His whole verse he going in, fire. He going.
Okay. Break it down, Charles. So I was me and Charles had this conversation the other day. I was saying now, freaking, you were out fighting crime, lifting
weights.
Oh,
you was out and about, bro. You wasn't
home. I don't
know
what you're doing.
Okay, all right. Throw that in my face.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're out freaking spreading the virus.
You wasn't home.
I'm wearing a mask.
Shame.
I hope you was.
I'm wearing that new see-through one right now.
Ooh, bet.
By Adidas. Like continue.
So anyways, he broke down how it's also drive-by music. Quick, explain.
Drive-by music?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like the birthday drive-bys honking.
Who said that? Me?
Yeah, he said put your right foot up, left foot slide. I was like, I think it's so like, it doesn't make sense that he says, can't let this one slide. And then he broke it down to me all intelligently. He's all like, nah, you see, he's saying like, both guys hop in on the side of the car and they get in the car and he's saying, can't let this one slide. And I was like,
okay,
you're right, bro.
So this is drive-by music? And he's like, yeah, it is.
And it definitely is not.
So I was like,
it's like you're in his head right now.
So it looks, seems kind of cooler to me now, but then at the same time, this is the corniest drive-by music I would ever think to put on.
Nah, man. It's the greatest.
Shoot
ever.
Someone up to Tootsie Slide. If anyone shoots me up while bumping Tootsie Slide, gonna, driving by.
It's a decoy because they're going to come out. You playing it
the rest of their fucking lives.
Nah, bro. You playing it. So they're going to come out and want to hit it. And then you're going to be like, mow, mow, mow. It's easy. It's easy.
You just got to reach for the phone real quick as you're hitting the ground.
As the hotline blings.
Hey, it's like, what you got though, bro? Because they both kind of like, they both got good little... Heartbeat.
That song came out with a bang, though. What? That's playing, getting played everywhere.
Tootsie Slide? Box.
I think I'm just going to have to default to
Tootsie
Drake.
Tootsie Slide was
because
too, though.
I kind of just...
You cannot
It's kind of catchier
bro.
Than the
you
boxes.
Cannot not TikTok say that.
I think it's track. A lot catchier than the boxes.
What's a TikTok you know track?
I love Roddy Ricch,
You
though.
Love
Shout
TikTok,
out Roddy Ricch.
Though.
I love
I don't
Roddy
have
Ricch.
TikTok.
I don't either.
Allegedly doesn't.
I didn't even
right.
have Vine. I was like, why am I going to download something that has longer videos?
Vine was tight.
Vine was tight.
Vine was tight because you only had 6 seconds to be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So
you had to time it real quick. Woop, woop, woop.
Oh, man.
Nah, the Tootsie Slide, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 2-1 here, man.
That's cool.
So you know what I'm saying? We're not ganging up on you. Don't worry.
Relax.
Don't be sad.
Relax.
Shout out Roddy Ricch, though. I'll fuck with cuz heavy.
Relax.
Shout out Roddy Ricch. He's one of the better artists that I hear on the radio nowadays, to be very honest.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't even know what they're playing anymore.
I think they play Ballin', right? It's an old song that they're trying to make new.
okay.
What else they play?
Sometimes it takes time for singles to catch on. You know what I'm saying? Like, how long did it take Young Ma's to catch on?
That
thing
was like
out
was
for like a year.
Was it?
It
year?
Was out for. She was pushing it for a while. So I heard before that thing actually caught on and hit the radio.
I saw her at Bonnaroo like her first year, and she played that song.
Yeah,
I hope I'm not talking out of my ass, but I swear I think it was out for a while before it like caught on.
I thought it caught on quick.
When Game and the Dream Chasers hopped on those beats to go at each other.
Can we get a fact check, producers?
Yeah, man. Where's John at?
Fact check.
I wish we had a Ruben on this show.
How do you say his DJ name?
To look up our facts.
Matalo.
DJ Matalo.
Here in spirit.
Anyways, good game. I have like the world at my fingertips with my phone. I'm all lazy to look stuff up.
But we should talk about that Kid Cudi and Kanye shit already then.
The Kid See Ghost trailer?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What y'all? What was y'all first impressions
on that?
It's
going to be like an animated
that?
Series.
I think it's going to be tight as shit.
Directed by Murakami too.
It's going to be
doing the art.
I'm
the
not
details on that was crazy. The I think it was like a 2-minute long preview.
Yeah, that trailer.
It was pretty dope. I thought they're going to be doing the voices too.
When it transformed into that little bullet shit. Or whatever it was, that was
she turned
fire.
Into like a rocket.
Yeah, that was
dope. Those visuals are crazy.
I
want to
see what
those
everyone transforms into.
As expected, though, I didn't even think
Yeezy came out with those.
Yeah, they turned into a rocket
boots.
Shoe.
Yeah, this came
the 350s.
Like,
he took off. He saved the day.
I have no idea what this thing's gonna be about.
I think it's gonna be like a mix of like just like Rick and Morty type shit. Just
we'll
every episode could be different.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of vibe I got too, but. With streetwear shit.
Yeah.
It was dope. Hmm. I fuck with that.
I kind of fuck with cool. it too. I want to know. I want to see an episode.
That Kanye Bear. I like that they're going to be voicing the characters too.
Yeah. That's going to
be
dope.
And guarantee we're probably going to hear like music or soundtrack
for
or,
sure.
Score,
for sure.
Musical score by them for the
for
whole
sure.
show.
Yeah.
That's going to be something else. That could be mm-hmm. really revolutionary actually.
That's crazy. He dropped a whole entire list of shit he's doing. Like that. Gap collab that he just announced too.
Gap collab.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Yeezy's teaming up with Gap. It's like it's going to be a 10-year deal.
He wants him to be in
Costco. He's
going to
be designing like men, like women and children clothes.
Sweaters for like
dope.
$60.
Gap, huh?
Gap.
Huh.
They're expected to hit like $1 billion revenue next year.
Yeah.
Big money moves,
they're,
people.
They're coming out 2021, y'all.
Nice.
Be on the lookout. Pretty dope.
Yeah, look it up, I guess.
He dropped a couple projects too. That are coming out. He's doing a Jesus is King, Dr. Dre version.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Dre version, or it's gonna be like
list,
a new
right?
album.
I think it's a Dr. Dre version.
Yeah, like
so he's gonna do the instrumentals.
I don't know what's happening with that. Yeah,
about to see.
It's just that information.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What was his tag on that post, bro? It was like
his tag.
Because he like he tweeted all that, right? And then it was like a like tag something on it. And I can't really remember what it was. It's kind of funny.
You got to pull up all this social media stuff. So you see, you're like our researcher, dog. The investigator.
There's supposed to be a Jesus is King like film on Apple too.
Jesus is King film?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He has a project with James Turrell, which is that light artist. That he makes sculptures and caves and stuff based on like natural light coming in through them.
Mm, all right, all right.
That guy's pretty crazy. He's the one designed
West Day
Ever. Jesus King set of
West Day Ever,
dude.
That's kind of tight, though.
That is tight. West Day Ever.
With it. I fuck with it.
I'll give him that one.
Oh, yeah. It's like Yeezy Season Gap Begins.
Mm-hmm. His documentary with Nick Knight.
Mal Wola joins as Yeezy Gap Design Director. Very that's that girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Prolific.
Dropped the whole list. He has Washes in the Blood video with Arthur Hoffa.
Shoot, I have to say, you know, I wasn't really feeling his Jesus is King stuff, but I do respect how he's making gospel music and he's getting all these kids to like dance around and mosh to it. And like, I've never seen that before. So, you know, that's freaking crazy.
Yeah. It's
and I got
to
respect it.
I've been to
it,
a couple of Sunday services.
Yeah.
Pretty dope. It's crazy.
They're like, crazy?
Yeah.
It's you intense. You're a fan for real.
I feel like everyone should witness one of those at least once in their life. Honestly.
A Sunday service?
Yeah. Swear.
Ah, oh, come on.
I seen it once at Coachella. I seen it once
he says,
on tour.
Stefan, at least once in your life, you got to go to EDC. He goes, Stefan, at least once EDC. In your life, you got to go to Coachella.
And the tickets
he goes, Stefan, at least once in your life, you got to go to
$15 bucks.
I know.
And now he's saying, at least once in my life, I got to go to a Sunday service. The list keeps going on
and
on.
Where was it at when you went?
You got to try new things in this life, bro. Life's short.
Was it right here in like in Covina at that church?
No, it was at the Forum.
All right.
Okay.
My girlfriend said that she used to see Kanye right there, like at some church.
Faith?
Yeah.
That's the church I go to. I don't think I've ever seen him there.
Oh, Faith Community?
Mm-hmm. It's a big one. Is that like right there on
it's on Badillo.
It's one of those super churches.
Yeah. Mega church.
So they seen it. She's seen
him. Been going there for,
once.
I think, like a full year now.
Oh, well, she's been going there. That was like when she was younger, though. Like super young.
Okay.
Been there a few times when I was a kid. Yeah, that was a popular one.
It's big.
So
do donuts in a parking lot.
The kids see ghost trailer. Yeah, looks interesting. I'm intrigued. I'm gonna check.
That's a lot
out
of projects that he dropped all at once. He just unloaded this morning.
Also, all that shit's out that he tweeted.
It's not out, but he dropped the website today as well for Yeezy Supply. It's pretty futuristic.
You know, a game changer. A busy Kanye is a good Kanye, and I'm glad
he kept busy in quarantine.
Yeah, I'm glad he's keeping busy. That's that's good for his mental health, and that's just good for anyone in general.
Good for everybody.
So you can try. Yeah, good for everybody. So up next.
I'm probably not going to check out nothing. I'm sorry.
Up next, we got.
He bleeds the six.
All right. Dude. Up next, we got a debate.
I want to see that Dr. Dre, though. I really want to check that out.
Dr. Dre's perfectionist and takes forever on his stuff, though.
He posted
we'll see if he goes through with that.
He posted a pic of him. I guess he spilled orange juice, like a mixed drink, on his carpet, Dr. Dre's carpet. And it's like three little orange droplets. He's like, sorry, I spilled on your rug.
Damn. Spilled OJ on Dr. Dre's rug.
He put OJ and some. So whatever else is in there.
He's freaking, what's it called? A mimosa or whatever. What's the orange juice and champagne called?
Mimosa. Yeah. But he was drinking it in like not a mimosa glass. It was something else. It had to be. Maybe like some type
tequila.
Of. All right. Yeah, Tequila Sunrise.
Got to investigate this one for us, OVO Jody.
What do you think he'd be drinking with Dr. Dre? Orange juice and what? I know it ain't mimosa.
Fucking vodka, yo.
Nah, it's
screwdriver.
Some gin.
Start the morning off right. Feel me? Shit.
Some gin.
Some gin.
That works too.
Gin and juice or what?
Gin fire.
Shit. Laid back. All
what
right.
we got next, buddy? What do we got next?
Let's get this debate cracking, yo. Uh-oh. Frank Ocean or The Weeknd? Go.
Easy. Frank Ocean, 100%.
F.O.
Frank Ocean. The Weeknd's dope, but you can't compete with Frank Ocean like that.
At all.
That's almost disrespectful.
Very.
But I do see why it would make sense. But Frank Ocean drops a heater project, disappears for 5 years. Drops a heater project, disappears again.
And people are still playing that project like it just came out.
He has Blonded Radio, I know that, but.
And Channel Orange.
I take Frank Ocean for sure. And then his mixtapes prior to that. Mm-hmm. Nostalgia Ultra, banger. Beautiful, beautiful project.
Yeah.
Nature Feels.
Frank Ocean's super highly talented and a great artist. But like you said, where's he been? You know, he drops all these projects and he drops off the face of the earth.
He drops badass albums. I would rather have that.
You know who's been here working hard in the gutters, paving his way and creating his legacy, dropping badass projects consistently? The Weeknd.
But like I said, House Balloons until his last album, I wasn't really fucking with it like that.
Blonde versus House of Balloons. Like, you know, that's a good one right there, comparison. All the Trinity, the whole like Trinity.
You can put any of the Weeknd's best albums against Jenna Orange and they all lose, unfortunately. Right?
Thinking About You is a banger of a track. I'm trying to think any Weeknd song that's better than
Trilogy
Thinking About You.
It's the first three albums. So you can't really use it. That would be making like a Frank Ocean.
I just can't really remember which one it is, but the one that has
House of Balloons.
It might be House of Balloons.
It is House of Balloons. That was like his best work.
The three pictures and these girls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
House of Balloons.
Yeah, that one is, I don't know. That's fire. They got tracks on there.
Hell yeah. That one's like under the influence music right there, 100%. That was when Ecstasy really took off in like our era, I feel. So everyone just vibing.
Beauty Behind the Madness, Star Girl, After like Hours, R&B and hip-hop. Consistent, really solid, badass projects. Patrick Starr, Charles, you're under a rock, dog. Come on.
I have been told you. I can't change my opinion.
Frank Ocean
now.
For sure, though.
Yeah. I think Frank Ocean's better, but like his career is not better.
He needs to make music like Trilogy. Make music like that.
But he doesn't want to be like out. Like in the public, like
Weeknd's
that.
Doing his thing. I like what the Weeknd doing with his career.
We're not trying to knock him off. I fuck with the Weeknd. I'm just saying Frank Ocean.
Yeah, claro que sí.
Blows him out of the ocean.
Okay. I like After Hours.
Pun intended.
All right, that's point right there. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Snowchild was fire on there.
Hell yeah. Escape from LA.
Mm-hmm.
I've been.
Is that the one where all the girls are the same?
Yeah.
Where he says that? Yeah.
Throwing shade in the throwing shade in this album.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Isn't that for like a show or something or a movie or what's going on with that?
What's going to be a movie?
Not that I know of.
Oh, fuck. What are we talking about?
No, because isn't that why he's dressed up in Afro and a suit and shit?
Oh, he was in Uncut Gems.
Oh.
But he's playing a character in 2012. That's 2012 Weeknd. He's playing like his hits, like High for This.
Fuck yeah.
That thing was like nostalgic. I went back in time when I watched that movie. I was like, damn. And it was the NBA Finals in 2012 too. So
wait, is that the movie with Kevin Garnett?
Yeah, Kevin Garnett and Adam Sandler.
Nigga, what?
You haven't seen it?
I've seen it, but I guess I didn't really see
it. They just put
it
on, I want to say, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix?
Oh, Netflix. Thank you, producer.
I was going to say it's on Netflix.
Weeknd sick.
I think I started it and then I fell asleep and I woke up. And I watched it.
Julia Fox in that movie.
They give him the diamond thing.
Game over.
The diamond thing, right? The rock.
It's a.
They give it to Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
And then I remember waking up and then Cug in the car with Adam Sandler and then they're going somewhere and then I fell asleep again.
Dang.
I missed the whole movie.
I was all. That movie gave me anxiety. 100%. Yeah, so I'm just like hyper focused on what's going
on.
I'm
about to watch it when I get home.
Like when he pawned KG's ring as soon as he left the building.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Dude, when he places those bets, I'm like, oh, fuck. Those parlays? Damn.
I did not expect that. Do you expect the part in the beginning where it just goes into his freaking, his ass in the beginning intro? Remember where it looks like he's inside the crystal and all of a sudden it turns into his rectum? He's at the doctor's office.
Oh,
you remember
that
part?
I've seen it one time in theaters. I'm trying to think back. I got to watch it again.
It's like right in the beginning.
I don't remember.
It's like going through the opal. The opal, and all of a sudden it turns into his.
I really missed the Weeknd in the movie. I'm so sad. I'm so upset, bro.
He gets in a fight with Adam Sandler at the club. He's trying to smash his girl in the restroom.
I'm so upset. Man. I don't know what I was doing.
He even had his old hair, like that flat top that he used to have.
See, was Frank Ocean in Uncut Gems?
He was on. I don't know.
He also didn't have an album depending on it.
Point for Abel.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Basing it off movie career.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
It's everything in general, you know? It's total debate.
Ah.
Abel's career is pop. Even though I think Frank Ocean's more talented, he's just not active enough for me to say that he's better than The Weeknd.
He don't drop enough music for sure. He doesn't.
Yeah, if he did, maybe he'd be better than The Weeknd.
Everything he puts out is fire.
Everything The Weeknd puts out is pretty fire too. The only thing that wasn't that fire was My Dear Melancholy.
I didn't like Kiss.
And that was
Nine
a little
either.
Small little project.
Wait, I wasn't fucking Kiss Nine either.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, you do. Come on, he has everybody singing about cocaine and they don't even know it. I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
Okay.
I shouldn't sing on
his
podcast.
Albums have hits. Yeah, his albums have so hits. Like, but it's not like Frank Ocean albums.
Godspeed. I mean, like I said, it's hard to think of certain Weeknd songs that are better than some of the certain songs that Frank Ocean has here and there that are just so amazing. So, I mean, in the end, you guys probably win this debate. It probably is Frank Ocean, but to play devil's advocate, I'm riding with the Weeknd on this one. Know what I'm saying? So now,
what you think in the comments? Easy.
Get at these fools if you think they're full of it on social media.
We should run it on Twitter right now. We'll make a poll right now. Oh, get back to you in 24 hours.
We
Captain.
Could.
I'm gonna tell all my friends to just go and vote for me.
We are. What
for? Damn! All right. Don't do that. Weeknd gonna get asked out.
I know, but he wants to see the numbers.
All right, go ahead, do it.
Whack has a heart attack.
Dude, took you in
he's
the
gonna
box.
Blame it on my followers.
He took
like,
you slide in the box.
They're all stands.
Dude, took you slide in the box.
Dude, yeah. Frank Ocean's yeah, name is a curse.
Yeah, dude, took you slide in the box. And the box. On that pole.
I wouldn't want to waste a tweet like that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, because you already know who's gonna win.
All right. We gotta move on, gentlemen. Next up on the list, Beyonce dropped a new single entitled Black Parade. Now, you know, dope song talking about how, you know, she's proud to be a woman of color. Sing, you know, a lot of lyrics about melanin and stuff like that. So I don't know how anyone can say anything bad about this song because it's all good. You know, the music's chill.
Love
it's
Beyonce.
Very freaking. It's I don't Beyonce. Know what style that music is, but it's freaking.
It's Beyonce music.
Beyonce
very different.
Style.
Very freaking. You know.
I liked it.
I'm drawing a blank for descriptive words
like
here.
Like you just said, you can't really hate on a song like that.
Yeah, no, I really can't. The message is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love that line where she's talking about pulling up with Jigga. Oh man, that was tight. That she squeezed it at the end. I was like, yes. So
I think it's tight that she makes like tight music and Jay-Z makes tight music. Like, I think that's super tight. And then they made a sick album. I think that's tight too.
Very tight. OVO, Jody. Freaking. Yeah, Jay-Z is just a business mastermind. So he's never going to let Beyonce misstep.
He is.
So yeah, hell
that's
yeah.
That's dope. He's putting his girl out there. She's already like
she's been
queen,
out there and they just made.
But she's just keeping her there.
That is the power couple right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mitochondria of the freaking rap game. Powerhouse.
Fuck the M's. They're in the B's.
They in the B's. They going to the T's.
Going to the T's? Maybe, Drudy. Don't knock it. Don't knock
both it. Both of them? Yeah, they going
when,
to the
they have
T's.
Like three kids. Wait, don't knock it. That family, the Carter family, is going to be in the T's for sure.
One of them is going to be able to sing for sure.
Oh, of course, bro. Maybe all of them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe all of them. They all create a little band like the Jackson 5.
The Jackson 5. The Carter 3.
The Carter 3.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick. The Carter 3.
That name's got to go, too.
Careful. Jay-Z, someone's watching this is going to tell Jay-Z about that. Jay-Z's going to get some ideas.
They're just going to spell it different.
Hell yeah. We spelled it
instead
everywhere.
Of a number 3, it's going to be spelled out. Threes.
Nah, we got it. Every way you go do it, we got it. Pay us.
Oh, man. We got to go to a notary republic right now.
And freaking,
yeah, and freaking copyright that.
Have them pay us for it, right? Ooh, genius. Ooh. Let's hop on that.
Like how 50 Cent be trademarking everything, like left and right. We got trademarked this.
50 Cent is so funny, bro.
Yeah, that guy's a troll, man.
I seen on Twitter today, he was trying to make the courts think he don't have bread. He pulled up in a little smart car.
Yeah, I seen that. In like a three-piece suit. Not a single piece matched. Bro. I was like, what's happening?
Hey, yo, pass me that.
Man.
50 Cent is funny, man.
Oh man, so shout out Jay-Z and Beyonce. Black Parade. Great track, you know.
Power couple for sure.
Power couple.
No doubt.
The power couple. All right, y'all. We got one more topic to talk about on the list. Let's chop it up. We got Usher's new single, I Cry.
Ooh. I definitely played that one out loud at work and everyone's fucking with it. Usher's back.
It's Usher, baby.
That guy was missing.
Usher's my man, dude. Mm-hmm. Before I even listen to R&B,
I don't think there's a single
I still
person
always,
that hates
always
Usher.
Knew of Usher and knew Usher tracks. So that just shows like his scope and his reach as an artist, how amazing Usher
that
is.
That's crazy.
That he's reaching people who don't even listen to that type of music. Like even me as a young kid.
Well, everyone knows Usher, so Usher drops anything. Everyone's going to hop on it.
Everyone's hopping on it like some Screaming Usher fans.
Screaming Usher fans.
So yeah, I really like the track. what else can I say? It's just like, you can't really great talk Usher song.
I don't know a single person that is like, I hate Usher. There isn't a single person
honestly,
out there.
Yeah,
I think.
I don't know anyone either.
And it sounds like some classic Usher too. Well,
bombs away.
Sir, please.
We just dropped a statue.
He dropped the hand sanitizer because we're safe.
Shoot. Well, there's a new sheriff in town and I'm dropping the gavel and I'm saying case closed. This song is sick and I highly recommend this to anyone listening, to all of our listeners. This thing's got hard beats and melodies. So the best of both worlds for this track.
Rap beats and melodies.
There you go.
Trap beats and melodies.
Trap beats and melodies. Boom, bap and melodies. How about
boom,
that?
Boom, boom, boom. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Are we discussing names right now or what?
We're just vibing. Freestyling.
We're just vibing. Okay.
Oh, man. Dude, you're always showing me up on this show with your freaking wardrobe, man. This is unacceptable, bro. I'm not going to stand for this much longer.
I have like this weird addiction to clothes. I can't.
Got to give me some pointers,
dude. You can't
really
stop it.
I ordered a Kehlani show on freaking Line about a month ago, and that thing still hasn't come in.
You got the booty cover shirt.
Those calves, bro.
Cheeks out.
How can you hate on those calves?
Cheeked up. Yep, 100% that one.
Kehlani, man, Kehlani's dude, she had a dope track. Speaking of, run it back on Teyana Taylor's album. That
she
one with
that.
Her was really dope.
She did,
hey, speaking of that album, I forgot to mention, you know how freaking, I guess, Erykah Badu is going to help deliver her kid?
What?
Yeah, ooh. Teyana Taylor's kid. Erykah Badu is going to help her in the delivery process.
She trying to pass the torch like that?
That's tight.
Dude, that's a cosign. Did you ever hear of one?
Her cover though? It's like the Travis cover, like with his little action figure. Teyana Taylor's like a little action figure.
Yeah, I did
I
see
think
that.
That's
kind of
tight. I think that was kind of tight.
Dude, really sick. So yeah, shout out once again to Teyana Taylor and Erykah Badu. And you know, shout out to Black Lives Matter and all the civil unrest out there right now. Freaking out here fighting for what's right.
Keep the momentum going 100%, y'all.
Fighting for our fellow people. All love. And shout out to all our subscribers on YouTube and all our listeners on Spotify. We appreciate you guys.
Apple
Music. Tell your friends. Apple Music. You know, get it popping.
Get on it.
This has been the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast with your host, Stephen Young, my man, Ether Ernie, and OVO Jody.
Peace out, y'all.
Signing out. Have a good one, y'all.
What does Walkie do?